Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of people say it's back where it belongs. Welcome back to downtown St. Louis. Is that exciting?
I couldn't agree more. And whenever we took over the festival this year, this being its 15th year, taking the festival over, it only made sense to move it back to the city. I'm a big fan of the city of St. Louis. I love the community. I love the pride we have in our community. And what a great way to give back by bringing one of the crown jewel events of this town back where it belongs.
What about the flavor? I know this is a food event, but I'm talking about the flavor of being downtown. What does that mean to you?
So it's, for one, it's very picturesque. It's not just some grassy field. You know, the arches in the background and Stiefel Theater and just all the great monuments in this town. So I love seeing the photos from 5 years ago whenever the festival was here. And it's just so much more appealing to see the festival. And I know that may sound a little selfish that I want to see, you know, my festival look really good. But it's important, you know, and it's easier to lure sponsors. It's easier to get people to attend when they see that there's the city has a lot of character. And when you put this festival back where it belongs, it just makes sense. It just fits.
So what's on tap for this festival this weekend?
So they right behind where we're standing, they're building the new and improved Chef Battle Royale stage, which in the years past, their Chef Battle Royale has always been tucked away in a tent, and there's just a few handful of people would be able to see it, and it was never really anything as big as it is right now. And so I think people are going to be excited when they see, they're going to think, wow, this Chef Battle Royale looks like a rock and roll show. And that's exactly,
I thought it was a band stage.
That's
for
exactly
sure.
What we're doing is it's going to be way more theatrical, big LED screens. I mean, there's a lot more antics going on than what would normally go on you know, at any other Chef Battle before. So this is to me one of the more exciting parts of the festival, to be able to take and improve upon what was already done and just make it way more exciting.
And because of all the chef battles on television, I would think that these things have gotten bigger and crazier and more popular than ever before.
The really cool thing about that is, and we have a special guest chef who's going to be one of the judges this year. He won Chopped 3 times. Mark Bynum is coming from New York City just to attend this festival and just to be a judge. So speaking of TV shows and competitions on TV shows. But, you know, the Chef Battle Royale has been taking place at Taste of St. Louis for a very long time. And it's interesting that the television community is kind of picking up on that. I mean, I'll admit, I love that. I sit there and I watch that Chop show for hours. I mean, it's just so intriguing watching them take a leftover bologna sandwich or something and turn it into some kind of culinary work of art, you know? And believe me, we have some curveballs for these guys. So just wait till you see what Chef Vito does to them.
And what chefs are going to be taking part?
So you ask me, and unfortunately, I don't remember other names, and so, but they're on our website. You know, one that comes to mind, you know, that I've gotten to know, Chef Burke from Union 30. Not only is a stellar and just beautiful place that is brand new here in the city. Thu Rain from The Crossing is back to defend his title. And I'm getting to know some of the other chefs. So on the website, we have all their bios listed. There's video content for each of them. It's really exciting to get to know them. You know, I'm an event infrastructure guy, so I do all the electric for most festivals in the St. Louis area. And so to be able to be the director of this one, but also to oversee the infrastructure, is really cool. It's that pulls me away a little bit from some of the culinary stuff, but that's not my expertise anyway. So,
but what else are we going to have here as far as food and offerings and things like that?
So the cool thing is the Sauce Magazine Restaurant Row is going to feature about 38. There's 38 restaurants, and this year we have just the most diverse group of restaurants I think we've ever had. There's Ethiopian restaurants here. There's interesting desserts. There's all kinds of really cool things that have never been part of Taste. And I think really that lends to the excitement of it coming back to the city because we didn't have to try very hard. They came to us. And it was so great that we were able to get such good variety of restaurants here without really having to beg. You know, they were willing to come to us. The drink offerings here at Taste are going to be unlike, you know, some of the local favorites like Narwhals is here. There's Pucha. There's, of course, great selections from Budweiser that'll be here. We're standing right by the Budweiser Taste of America activation, which is worth seeing. I mean, this is really impressive. These guys have been here like 4 days building this thing, and it's really cool that you'll be able to apply your favorite Taste of St. Louis topping to, you know, I think it's burgers or brats or something like that, and then to show off what our community, some of the local toppings that you can put on, you know, your particular meal, and then show that off on social media and stuff. And it's just of course, there's Healthy at Home, which is a brand new activation, which is something that is helping folks find, you know, healthy ingredients, responsible farmers, things like that, that you can source your produce locally, meats locally, that kind of thing. And then, of course, on our local music stage, the Gaslight Studio, all local music stage, all original music by St. Louis artists. Singing, you won't find that collection anywhere else. I mean, you can go to the Ready Room and see maybe an act, or off Broadway, or Rock House, and it's cool that you'll find those bands there. But to find all of it here at Taste of St. Louis for free in one spot is super exciting.
So, what do people need to know before they head down?
So, to make sure that the one thing that we did this year that is a lot different than most festivals is we are not selling water. We actually are giving water away, but you need to bring your own water receptacle. Bring it empty, and then once you pass the security and you're in the footprint, then you can refill it. We have like 4 hydration stations here. Again, being a festival guy, it's like I just see tens of thousands of water bottles on the ground that were used one time, and it's such a waste. And I just couldn't see that happen here at Taste. So that's something new. We would encourage people to you know, of course, bring your appetite, because every every restaurant has a quote taste for a couple of bucks, $2 or $3. You get to try their restaurants. So, you know, pace yourself. The weather's gonna be great, and that's some of the just come, enjoy it, have a good time, and we're excited to see everyone come out.
It's gonna be awesome. Chuck Justice, the executive director of Taste of St. Louis. Thanks for your time, and have a great weekend.
Awesome. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.